severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A national jewelry chain is accused of scamming U.S. service members. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on that story.
Harris Jewelry is a national chain that's based on New York's Long Island, and it has retail stores on or near military bases all across the country. Now, New York has filed a lawsuit against Harris, claiming the company uses false and deceptive methods to dupe U.S. military members into illegal financing contracts for overpriced merchandise. Attorney General Barbara Underwood says Harris used its Operation Teddy Bear charitable donations campaign to lure service members into the high-priced in-house financing contracts. It alleges Harris marks up jewelry between 600 and 1,000% over wholesale and then adds a nearly 15% interest rate to those contracts.
A mafia hitman is suspected of being behind the attack that led to Whitey Bulger being killed in a West Virginia prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy said the unity people feel after a tragedy strikes only lasts for about 30 minutes, and something really has to be done to change that. Gowdy joined Fox News and shared what he believes needs to be done to change people's hearts and minds.
Well, speaking of things that ought to unify us, Martha, there ought to be common standards of decency. There ought to be a common acknowledgement that we need a moral code by which we live, that racism is wrong, that intolerance is wrong, that what Dylann Roof believed before he got in the car and drove to Charleston, not just what he did, but what he believed before he got in the car, is reprehensible and insidious. And the same with the shooter in Pittsburgh. But when we lose that sense of unity, that there is a moral code that is not relativistic, it exists every day, then it leads to this kind of malaise that unfortunately we find ourselves in. And tragedy used to be unifying, but now, Martha, it lasts for about 30 minutes. I want to focus on the victims. If President Trump will focus on the victims and their lives, I think that's what my fellow Americans would love. Not focus on the shooter and not focus on the politics of it. Focus on the lives that were lost and how that impacts dozens and hundreds of people that were involved in their lives. I think that would be unifying.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. Hello there, Huntington County. Here is your weather report. It is a beautiful 66 degrees outside right now. 45% humidity is making it even nicer, so that's pretty good. This afternoon, we're going to stick with mostly sunny. High is going to be at 66, very light winds tonight. Mostly cloudy, though, dropping down to only 52, which is not too shabby these days. Tomorrow, Thursday, light chance of showers before 9 a.m., and then a slight chance of rain after 9 a.m., okay, and rain mostly Thursday night, probably up until around 9 p.m. after that, too. Friday, going right into the weekend coming up there. Friday is going to be patchy showers, cloudy, precipitation chances, 80%. You know what that means? That means bring an umbrella. That's what that means. Friday night, showers are still likely with a possible thunderstorm. I always love a good thunderstorm. Low is going to be around 53, so we're out of those 30 ranges for a few days, but don't get too comfortable with it. Saturday, showers are likely before 9 a.m. Hey, not too shabby. We'll take that for the weekend with mostly cloudy after that, a high of 58, low of 39. And Sunday is going to be the day to do your outside stuff there, people. Sunny, high near 55 that night, Sunday night, a low around 39. I will be right back. We got a couple more. We got to pay the radio station here. Hold on. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Do this. So this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. We are located at 1802 Route 31, playing Monster Mash in the background. Happy Halloween, everybody. 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. We'll turn that down for now. And like I said, our phone number is 908-627-7020, and you are going to want to write down that number. You definitely will. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Mark. I am your host, and happy Halloween again. It's a beautiful, beautiful day outside for the trick-or-treaters, hopefully just treats and no tricks. It's gorgeous outside, and you know, I think today's topic, which some people might look at me and say, why are you talking about this on Halloween? I think as a fitness professional and a health professional that this is a very, very important topic to talk about. And hopefully you'll share it on your timeline on Facebook. Hey there, folks. I got to tell you, hey, Kim, thanks for joining. You know, one thing I'll tell you right now with this whole laptop thing, folks, is I hate that light behind me there, and there's nothing I can do about it. It makes me look tired. You know, I gotta do something, get some skin cream on there and get those circles under my eyes. So I'm looking at it like, I don't know if I like this too much. But besides that, that's not what today is about. Today is about talking to you and informing you. So Halloween today, one thing I'll tell you right now, we do have for our membership, we have a coat drive going on that's going to benefit Jersey Coats. So if you have a gently used or new coat that you want to donate, just drop it into the box by the front door at the center, and we'll make sure it gets to the right people just in time for when it's getting cold out. Talking to my members right now, you guys, you have lost a ton of weight, probably swimming in those coats. You might need to get a new coat, no? So if before you do anything with those old coats, think about dropping them off and donating them down to us, okay? Hey, Rebecca. So, all right. I actually have some visual cues here that are going on today. And the subject today that I want to talk to you about and is going to be how sugar affects your mind and your body. And the reason that I thought about this mainly, if it's not already obvious, is because it's Halloween time and there's candy everywhere. Oh my God, there's candy everywhere. And this is the first year in my entire life that I am not having candy corn. Now, I know candy corn is very controversial. Hey, Sam, there's people out there, it's very controversial, candy corn. It's a very love-hate relationship that it seems to be. People either love candy corn and they go for it all the time, or they're going to hate candy corn and despise the taste of it or the texture of it or whatever what it is. So I have been one of those people through the course of my life, probably for the last 40 years or so. I love candy corn. That was me. I was the candy corn guy. And in class, I would talk to you folks, the members, at the end of class in my power talk, I would talk to you about, you know, beware of the narrative that you put into your head, what you're thinking. Don't always believe what you're thinking. And don't let the old you dictate the path and choices for the new you. Okay, hopefully you hear me out there and that makes sense. Hey, Holly, good to see you. So, I don't know. Ron could probably tell me because I texted him and he's been busting my chops on this a little bit since then. But I even think I put it on up on our secret Facebook page. I was in Stop and Shop food shopping with Susan, who is my beautiful fiance. Love you if you're listening, sweetheart. I love you even if you're not listening. But I love you plain. Done. Anyway, and you're gorgeous. So here's the deal. So I'm going through Stop and Shop. We're going, you know, food shopping, and there's this ton and boxes of candy corn. And I stood there. I kind of looked at it for maybe 30 seconds. And all of a sudden, I realized I had no desire, none, to have candy corn this year. Maybe the last time I bought it, I even bought it out of habit or something. So, but I had no desire for candy corn. So I think I even took a picture of it and put it on our Facebook page. And Ron saw it, and he was kind of busting my chops about it now, and said if I do a really good job one day, he's going to buy me a box of it. It was pretty funny. But yeah, I still haven't had the candy corn. I still haven't bought candy corn, and I'm not going to. I just have no taste for it, really. Not that I'm anti-candy. There are candies and such like that that I would like. But, you know, right now with Halloween, there is such a tremendous focus on candy and sugar, and it's not going to be just the adults that are going to be partaking in this. So we need to be aware, I think, of the side effects of this processed sugar that's going into our bodies and into our children's bodies too, and our grandchildren. We do it as almost a national tradition just to buy these things. And I put something up on my Facebook page the other day where I was going to leave out a bowl of broccoli with a note that says, take one. You know, I'm sure my house would get egged if I did something like that. That's for sure, which is fine as long as it's only eggs, right? Anyway, going back to topic here, and again, if you're on Facebook with me on my laptop here, I'm going to have to do some radio work in just 2 minutes, but I'm still going to talk to you guys, so don't you move, okay? You guys on Facebook are commercial free today. Lucky you. So everybody else has to listen to it. So, you know, what I did is when I took this topic of how sugar affects our minds and our bodies, I also threw in some Halloween trivia that will make it a little more interesting from the Halloween side of it, too. So first of all, I'll say this, trick-or-treating. Where did this come from? Where did it start? So, hey, Erica, you know, trick-or-treating for candy and prizes is a common tradition here, and the predecessor of this is actually quite Scottish, okay, which was, that was a horrible attempt at an accent, and I have no idea why I did that. Ugh. So trick-or-treating comes from a Scottish and Irish practice called guising, where children went door-to-door, and they were in costumes, and what they did is they would collect coins and food, and children would only receive the prize if they did some type of a trick, like a song or a dance for the person at the door. And that was done before the treat was given to them. So interesting little background there going on. I have a couple of other bits of trivia, too, that you may or may not know about that are going to come up in a little bit. But Facebook, you can just give me a few seconds here. I got to do some radio stuff here. So if you're listening here, this is 100 in Chamber Radio online. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. You are not going to want to miss this. Please get a pad and a pen, because there's going to be a lot of information coming around. You're going to want to take notes unless you are driving, and then you won't. So please stay tuned.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I'm back. Thank you. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We are located at the beautiful Gray Rock Shopping Center in Clinton, New Jersey, right there on Route 31. And we are having an enrollment special now, and you are not going to want to miss out on it. Not. You can start your 10-week challenge any time you want. And if you are willing, we are here to help you out. Okay, so I'm going to dive right into the subject here, the effects of sugar on the brain and body. When you eat something that's loaded with sugar, your taste buds, your gut, your brain all instantly take notice of this, okay? And this is not pointing fingers or anything like this. I'm going to be talking generically and about basic human physiology here. Your brain takes notice really well. And what happens is that this starts to activate what we would call the reward system. And the reward system is not unlike how your body gets addicted to certain substances, such as nicotine, if you are a smoker or have smoked. Not just nicotine, but also to alcohol. And thanks, Holly. And by the way, if you have questions or comments, put them in. You know, you can type them live here if you're watching live. Put them on here. If you have questions, I'll try to address them, okay? And if you're not a member especially, I'll even talk to you about what the program's about too. So it activates this reward system, and it's really not unlike how the body processes the signals when we're talking about a really addictive substances such as nicotine or alcohol. And to be honest with you, what happens is if you have this overload of sugar, it just spikes these dopamine levels. And you know what it does? It leaves you craving for more sugar. It's a typical fact. Now, I want to, because I'm going to have a demonstration here, and you're not going to want to miss this. This is going to be one of those shows you're going to want to put on your timeline and share with your friends. I have demonstrations here today because I brought with me packs of sugar, not just one. I got a couple of these. I got about 19 or 20 of them because I want to show you something. Now, one of the things you may want to know, and maybe we'll do a contest later where we'll pose a question and see if we get a winner. I don't know. We'll see. But how many grams of sugar do you think are in this packet? How many grams? Well, the answer would be it's usually between 2 and 4 grams of sugar in a regular packet of coffee shop sugar. All right. Now, I'm going to average it out to 3. It's between 2 and 4. So just for today's demonstration, I'm going to assume it's kind of filled. It's kind of chunky. So I'm going to say that this is 3 grams of sugar in one packet. That's going to be important for you to know because I want to point out a few things to you. And, you know, my job is not just to entertain, but it's to educate and inspire and motivate, but to educate also. So, for instance, let me go back to what I said a moment ago. We were talking about candy corn. And we all know the size of candy corn. And I found out, and you can look this up and verify it too if you'd like, but 19 pieces, that's not a lot. 19 pieces of those tiny little bits of candy corn. How much processed sugar would you think is in 19 small pieces of candy corn? All right. And if you want to, you can type it in live right now, and I'll tell you about in a minute. I'm going to get my demonstration ready here if you want to take a guess at it. Can't guarantee you're going to win anything, but but I'll be impressed. So here we go. All right. So I have an empty plate here too. And you know what? if I wasn't on my laptop and the system was working, I was actually going to make a mess. But I'm not going to make a mess today because it's my laptop. All right. So how many grams of candy of sugar do you think candy corn has? Well, 19 pieces has 11 packets. 11 packets. Do you know what that means? That is just over 32 grams of sugar, processed sugar, good guess, Scott. You know, you would think it's not that high, though. Scott's at 100. We got 32 grams of sugar in 19 pieces of candy corn. That is 11 of these. 11 of these. So here's the thing. I want you to use your imagination for a second. I want you to imagine that your child, your children, or you ate 19 pieces of candy corn. I want you to get 11. I want you to go to the store and buy a box of these sugar packets, and I want you to get 11 of them, and I want you to rip them open, and I want you to pour them into a bowl, and I want you to sit there with a spoon, and I want you to eat it. Because what's the difference? Right? Would you bring your child or grandchild into your kitchen and open up 11 packets of sugar and give them a spoon and say, here, eat this? Because in essence, every 19 pieces of candy corn, that is what we are ingesting. Now, going back to some of the more popular candies, especially at Halloween time, we have the apple. Hey, Kathy, good to see you. Thanks for joining me. You know, we have those aptly well-marketed names of those small candy bars. They're fun size. They're fun. The Snickers bar is fun. It's a fun size bar. I remember a few years ago, it was bite size, because it was small. You didn't have to worry about eating the entire damn bar because it was bite size. It didn't matter. But now it's not even bite size. It's fun size, because we're supposed to have fun eating a Snickers bar. So let me tell you something. A standard size Snickers bar, and by the way, I'm getting up to the number one candy that's been rated in Halloween time for children. Snickers is number three. So imagine you're eating a standard size Snickers bar. I guess they're about that. I don't remember about that. Okay. That has 20 grams of sugar in it. 20 grams of sugar equals seven of these. Seven. Take seven, open them up, pour them into a bowl, get a spoon, start eating them, or give them to your child or grandchild. So that's a standard size. But the small fun size, the fun size candy bar Snickers. I'm alone in the studio, and I feel like I can just go crazy here, which is fine. So the fun size Snickers bar, well, that only has 9 grams of sugar. But are you going to eat only one? Really? Is your child only going to eat one fun size candy bar? Probably not. Probably not. But the fun size has basically 3 packets of sugar. Again, if you stand there, you take these 3 packets of sugar, rip them open, and just down them, you know, that's what you're ingesting, along with a bunch of other things. You know, we're not even talking about the fat content right now. You know, who remembers Pixie Sticks when we were kids? I don't see them around that often anymore. Probably a good thing, but I remember Pixie Sticks when I was a kid, which was just a straw filled with colored sugar and crap. I almost cursed just now. Ugh. Sorry, Ron. So moving on from that, this again, if your child has one fun size bar of Snickers, it's the same as taking 3 packets of sugar and just ripping them open and eating them. Now, what's next after this? We have... Yes, the number one, this was from like a year or two ago, the number one Halloween candy was Skittles. Now, I think last year, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups may have nudged out Skittles, but Skittles are out there. And, you know, you see the advertising? You see that commercial for Skittles with the kid who's got Skittles all over his skin? He has Skittle pox. You know, and then the girl takes one, eats one, and she has Skittle pox. You know, the one thing I really don't like that commercial too much, but the one thing I do like about it is that it infers that eating Skittles makes you sick. It's giving you this crazy virus or something like that. That's pretty funny to me, but you'll notice that they use young people, young kids, and they're by the bleachers on the schoolyard, you know, by the football field probably, and they're talking about this. And that kind of marketing is directed only at one demographic, really. So, Skittles, a standard bag of Skittles. You know, I probably should have bought a bag, but I don't know, standard bag of Skittles. We're not talking ginormous one. A standard bag of Skittles has, drum roll please, anybody want to guess how many grams of sugar in one standard bag of Skittles? It is 57 grams of sugar. 57 grams of sugar. So, I'm going to take my plate and put it on my keyboard here. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 packets of sugar. I don't know if I can get this on here. That's everything here. This is every single packet of sugar I have here. It's 19 packets of sugar. Rip them open, pour them into a bowl, get yourself a spoon, give a spoon to your kid, tell them to go to town. That's in one standard bag. So that's just a ginormous amount of sugar. And that happens to be the number one Halloween candy lately in the standard bag. Now, the fun size bag of Skittles, the fun size bag of Skittles, well, that only has 11 grams of sugar. So again, we're down to about 4 packets. And again, I'm going to pose the question, is anybody really eating one bag? Maybe, maybe not. Take 4 packs of sugar, rip them open, pour them into your mouth. So I'm giving you this information because it is Halloween time. I am not anti-Halloween, neither, and this is my opinion only. This is not the opinion of the Max Challenge, probably, okay? But I'm not trying to represent anything here. That's anti-Halloween or anti-fun. That's not what it's about. What it's about is having enough information to make good choices for yourself, for your children, your grandkids, and just saying, the kids who are coming to our doors too. We're giving it out to them. In other words, it has a boatload of sugar. You know, there's even things out there. This is a great thing. There's even things out there that are look kind of healthy for us. They look pretty good. And they sound kind of healthy for us too. But I was surprised to see, you know, the kind of sugar that was in there, like breakfast cereals. You know, I'm not going to go into them all. But the most popular breakfast cereal for children, not talking overall, the most popular breakfast cereal for children is, drum roll please, Honey Nut Cheerios. Now, you think Cheerios, you think, oh, pretty healthy. They have the little heart on the Cheerios. So they got Honey Nut Cheerios. Honey's kind of a healthy thing. That's natural, right? Bees make it. It's got to be good, you know. Put honey in our tea. And Honey Nut, you know, the nut part is kind of, I don't know, a little sketchy. What nut are we talking about here? Not too sure. But after Honey Nut Cheerios, by the way, Frosted Flakes is number 2. Okay. So when we're talking about Honey Nut Cheerios, the serving size on the box, and you always, Max Nation, you always need to check the serving size to make sure what you got going on. The serving size for that is only 3/4 of a cup. 3/4 of a cup. So if I'm holding a 1 cup measuring cup here, I mean, it's a tiny amount. That has 9 grams of sugar in it. The Honey Nut Cheerio, and I'll put money on it that when you're pouring out Honey Nut Cheerios into your kid's bowl or into your bowl, you're doing more than 3/4 of a cup. But the 3/4 of a cup serving is basically 3 packets of sugar. Just eat them. Okay. Now, why am I building up to this? I want to talk to you about how all of this processed sugar basically affects your brain and your body, okay? This is important information. Before I do that, I have some Halloween trivia for you guys. Okay. The top producing states for pumpkins. I thought this was interesting. Pumpkin producing states. There is only a few that produce the majority of pumpkins in this country. Illinois, California, Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Out of these six states, 6 states, they produce on an annual basis 1.3 billion pounds of pumpkins in a year. Isn't that crazy? That's an awful lot of pumpkins. Awful lot of pumpkin pie, too. So, moving on, let's talk a little bit about the effects here. Now that we have the educational foundation, we know what has sugar in it. We know by now, deep down, what we should not be eating, don't we, folks? We know it. Okay. What does sugar do to your brain? And there's different names for these sugars, by the way, whether you call it dextrose or fructose or lactose or maltose or glucose. A sugar by any name is still sugar. I still think that the white processed sugar is the absolute worst. In fact, believe it or not, there's there's 50 different names for sugar that you can call it, believe it or not. Pardon me. Got to stay hydrated. Essentially, though, even though there is 50 different names of sugars, there's really two types of sugar, period. There is good sugar. That's how we'll label it. Good sugar that occurs naturally in fruits and vegetables. And then there's bad sugars that are added to soda, candy, baked goods, processed foods in a box or a bag. You guys are awful quiet out there. Nobody's joining in. Nobody wants to acknowledge they're there, maybe. I don't know. I see nothing going on there. Anyway, the good sugar is actually, you know, from fruits and vegetables, the good sugar is actually needed in your body, particularly with our brains. We need that because following a meal, as food is broken down, especially specifically glycogen, you know, the carbohydrates, proteins, the fats, the triglycerides, which the triglycerides are also broken down into glucose. Everything is broken down into glucose. Even proteins can be broken down into glucose by a process, believe it or not, from my NASM personal training certification, I had to know the word. It's called gluconeogenesis, which is the process of turning proteins into glucose. So anyway, I used to joke with clients and say, this is why they pay me the big bucks, because I needed to know gluconeogenesis. So anyway, these things are broken down, and glucose is really crucial to cellular functions. When you talk about having, deprivation of glucose, not just in your cells, but in your body, in the long run, you can actually lose consciousness from a glucose, deprivation. And eventually cells will start dying if they don't have glucose. It seems to be the main thing that cells feed on. Therefore, when you look at it after a meal, your body, your children's body has a system in place in which this excess glucose is stored as a reserve. And I'll tell you right now, this is something I told every single member who's ever enrolled with me, and I know Ron's told them too. We offer complete nutritional counseling at the Max Challenge of Clinton, and our nutrition, thanks Sherry, thanks Scott, thanks Holly, our nutrition program is scientifically designed to get your body from being a storage unit into a furnace, you see, because when your body has this system in place, and what it does is it stores this excessive glucose, it becomes a reserve. Reserve is a really fancy word for body fat. That's really what it is. So going on from that, I have a lot of notes today. The brain uses more energy than any other organ in your body. And its primary source of fuel is glucose, believe it or not. So what happens now if the brain's primary source of glucose is glucose, the primary source of fuel is glucose, what happens when it gets overridden when it's exposed to an extraordinary and an excessive amount of sugar, you know, by normal standards. In this case, more is not going to be better. First of all, you can get addicted to sugar. Eating foods, drinking sodas and such that are high in sugar can actually have a drug-like effect, and it can lead to a sugar addiction. Parents out there have probably seen kids with this, if not their own, somebody else's. I know doctors have, that's for sure. According to research published in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition and Metabolic Care, sugars have a drug-like effect that is so strong, they have compared it and said it is similar to that's caused by addictive drugs. In fact, it has addiction-like effects on your body. In the fact that sugar will induce cravings and loss of rationality, and along with that, a loss of self-control. So if you are not getting the right amount or the excessive amount of processed sugars that you're used to, you can get cravings for it. You can get the jitters out of it. You will do silly things to go get some, like you leave your house at 1 o'clock in the morning to go to Quick Check, you know, to get a bucket of ice cream or whatever it is. Okay. Research indicates actually that cravings for sugar might even be stronger than those of people who are addicted to cocaine. Okay. I'm serious about this. This research shows that these cravings for processed sugar might even be similar to those of cocaine. Now, here's another interesting thing too. Sugar, too much sugar, can actually lead to depression. It can be a contributing factor to depression. In a study that was published by the Journal of Depression and Anxiety, available data from 6 countries, this is not just ours, but from 6 countries that they published, they reviewed it, and they determined that there was a connection between sugar consumption and depression. The results of the study indicated that the higher rate of sugar consumption correlated with higher rates of depression in 6 countries doing this. And to be honest with you, there was another study that was published. I found this that was for women only. So listen up, ladies. 70,000 women were studied. And this result was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And they found that the women with a diet that was very high in sugar, added sugar, they made a specific here, in added sugar, had a dramatically increased risk of depression. The study also indicated that this high intake of natural sugars, you know, the sugars that are supposed to be good for us, including those even in fruit and such like that, were not associated with higher rates of depression. Okay, mind blown, right? Think about it. We turn around everywhere we go. We're finding foods with processed sugar in it. And a study shows, especially the study of 70,000 ladies, shows that those who have this higher sugar in their diets are at a real increase of being depressed. And naturally occurring sugars like in fruit were not affected at all. You know, that's an incredible, incredible fact. And right there, if that doesn't make you kind of shiver in your boots, I'm not sure what will. The interesting thing, by the way, you know, we're talking about sugar, sugar, sugar. What about artificial sweeteners, Mark? What about artificial sweeteners? Well, I'll tell you about them. I've got about 5 minutes before I got to do some radio show stuff here. Artificial sweeteners also appear to have several negative effects on the brain. Sweeteners such as aspartame, sucralose, and saccharin are not healthy alternatives to sugar. Max Nation, what's the one healthy alternative that we allow at the Max Challenge of Clinton? Stevia, raw stevia. Okay. Sweeteners that go into a variety, and I'm talking artificial sweeteners that go into a variety of foods and drinks such as diet sodas, sugar-free snacks, energy drinks. By the way, when you see anything that says diet something or sugar-free this, it might be sugar-free soda, but it's chemical-laden crap that they're throwing in on top of it, too. Almost guarantee that every single time. Amy, thanks for joining us, Amy. So artificial sweeteners have also been linked to things from severe memory loss to even, and this is an interesting thing, to an increased risk of obesity, because what happens is the American Diabetes Association and the American Heart Association have issued a statement saying that using artificial sweeteners like this, like aspartame, sucralose, and saccharin, you actually are at a higher risk of health issues. Research is indicating that Research is indicating that a diet that is higher in added sugar reduces the production of a brain chemical known as brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF. And without BDNF, you ready for this? This is important. Without BDNF, our brains cannot form new memories properly, and we are unable to learn at a good rate. Okay, so I have a son. My son has autism. He's 24 years old now. God bless him. And if you're a parent, whether your child's on a spectrum or not, I'm gonna talk about this for a second. This country has research indicating that when you have a diet that is high in added sugars, that the production of a very important brain chemical that helps us to form new memories and to learn better is affected, that the levels of BDNF are particularly lower in people with what's called impaired glucose metabolism, meaning people who are diabetic or pre-diabetic too. Do you see the correlation here? As the amount of the BDNF decreases, the sugar metabolism worsens, you have a harder time remembering things, which means you have a harder time learning things. So now we have classrooms, and I'm not saying anything directly. I just want you to think and make up your own minds, just giving you information. We have classrooms full of kids that are on medications because they have learning problems. And I'm wondering to myself, and I've wondered this about my own son, if we take away the sugar, this added sugar, if we got kids off of candies and ice cream and cakes and gave them fruits and vegetables and more natural things. You know what I like to say? If it has an ingredient and you can't pronounce it, probably not good for you. Look at the ingredient labels of what's going into your body and your children's body. But I'm just wondering if learning would be easier for the younger kids if this BDNF, the brain-derived neurotrophic factor, increased because they ate less sugar. Just throwing it out there, kids. You decide. I'm just reporting. You decide. So I have 1 minute before I have to do a commercial break here at the radio station. I'm going to keep talking to you, Facebook world. In other words, what's going on here is chronically eating added sugars reduces this brain chemical, BDNF, and then the lowered levels of brain chemicals are a contributing factor to insulin resistance, which leads to type 2 diabetes and what's called metabolic syndrome, which eventually leads to a plethora of other health problems. And once that happens, your brain and your body are in this synergistic destructive cycle, and it's very difficult to reverse it unless you're at the Max Challenge of Clinton. Hey, Michelle, thanks for joining us here. So listen, Facebook land, you stay right where you are. I just got to do a couple of radio things real here. This is Huntington Chamber Radio Online. My name is Mark. This is Max Living, brought to you by the amazing and one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. Stick around. We'll be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We are located at the wonderful and amazing Gray Rock Shopping Plaza on Route 31 in Clinton, New Jersey. Team Clinton, we are here to help you. We are here to help you break your sugar addiction. And you might know that you are addicted to it too, you know. But then again, you know, the system in this country, it's kind of designed to work against you on this. I'm not going to wax all conspiracy theory on it, but, you know, I can't remember who said it, but when a Big Mac is, you know, or whatever the heck it is 99 cents and a salad at the same fast food joint is $7, we got a problem here. So all of us are screaming, help us, help us. You know, 2/3 of America is overweight and obese. Help us, help us. But you got these restaurants that are feeding, you know, people who might be underprivileged or struggling, and they only have one alternative to do. It's either pay the rent, pay the heat, and eat crap, or, you know, you go homeless. The crap that we're giving them is killing them too. All right. So, boys and girls, if you took nothing out of today's broadcast, write that down. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor. The higher the sugar diet, the lower amount of BDNF, the harder it is to learn things. The harder it is to learn new things. The harder it is to make new memories. Okay? And I'm sure if I dig even a little bit deeper, there's probably going to be some link to Alzheimer's in here someplace, you know, which my dad had suffered from dementia. That's the brain part. I only have a couple more minutes here, kids, so I'll dig right into this. So excess sugar with your body, okay, not just your brain, but the way it affects your body. Even one single instance of elevated glucose in the bloodstream can actually harm the brain. It can result in slower cognitive functions, deficits in attention span. Going back to the kids in the classrooms, folks. Attention spans, okay. I take this to heart, okay, because I like kids. I like my kid. You know, and you love your kids. And if you aren't arguing with your doctor about the sugar and diets and things, you know, I'll tell you one quick story about something that's really personal to me. I worked for a state-run organization a while back, and I was brought in to work with a population who was disabled. Mentally and emotionally challenged, basically. Not even disabled, just challenged. I met a lot of wonderful people there. And I was brought in to do some health and fitness work, which I did to the best of my ability. And one of the things was is that, you know, these folks were being medicated, maybe rightfully so in some instances, but they had a lot of challenges and they were being medicated. Some of them were on 5-6 medications. And really one of my goals was to get people off of medications, and that would save the state of New Jersey money and it would improve the quality of the life of these people. So then I started noticing that a lot of people did not bring their own lunches, and lunch was provided to them by an organization. And so they would get those little, it was about this size or so, you know, the little cardboard boxes, the tiny cardboard boxes. And I was there maybe 2 weeks. And the cardboard boxes, juice, I'm trying to get my fingers in there to do air quotes, juices. And one of these little things had like 27 grams of sugar. So all of a sudden I'm starting to think to myself, we're medicating people to keep them calm. And then we're giving them this crap for lunch and filling them. And that's just the drink. Who knows? We're not even counting the stuff they were eating. And now we're filling them chock full of sugar. Hey, Jenny, we're filling them chock full of sugar too. And then when they would act up 2 hours later, some would get violent. Who are we blaming? Why are we blaming them? It was the fault of the organization. So I did a real full court press to make sure that Amy, I totally agree with you on this. We could talk about this. Yeah, it might be another show right there, Amy, about how difficult it is to explain to kids, to get kids off of sugar. If adults are having a hard time getting off of sugar, what about the kids? So anyway, long story short, I left this organization and I put in, you know, a serious request to get rid of this garbage, even if it meant just giving them a small bottle of water with their lunch, because I'm a big fan of drinking more of what you're made of, which is water. And it was a couple of months after that, I got a text message from one of my former coworkers with a picture of a bottle of water, and said that they got rid of them finally. It took months. Got that? Months, because of bureaucracy and crap. Months to get rid of chemicals filled with sugar just to get them into a bottle of water, or even, you know, I don't like dairy, but even a small thing of milk, you know, low-fat milk or something would be better. And I hate dairy on that sense. So anyway, you know, that was a huge success for me on a personal level, that, you know, to be able to wake up people enough to get this garbage out of people's diets. Beware of deceptive words for sugar. Look at this. You see this stuff? All of this stuff, all of these names, it means sugar. There's a bunch of them out there. You know, there's beet sugar, cane sugar, coconut sugar, corn syrup. Oh, I hate the corn syrup ones too, because that's always good. High fructose corn syrup. And there's fructose and high fructose corn syrup and fruit juice concentrate and maltodextrin. And there's all these things for sugar that you need to be aware of. Okay. Got only a couple minutes left here. Time flies. You know, Americans, you know, we tend to really heavily to rely on prepared foods. We have busy lives. One of the big things at the Max Challenge of Clinton is food preparation, because you could say it with me at home. Success is not by accident. Write it down. Success is not by accident. And if you are not preparing foods in advance and you have had a long and stressful 9-hour, 10-hour, or 12-hour day, you are unlikely to get home and cook something healthy. You are more than likely to, you know, take out a box of macaroni and cheese, you know, or stop somewhere on your way home, and you'll pull into the driveway of the place. You'll get out of your car and you'll take your Max Challenge magnets off your car and put them on the front seat face down. You'll get back in your car, go through the drive-thru, and get your crap, and then you'll eat it on the way home and your way to get a home. And on the way, you know, the next morning when you feel like absolute garbage, because garbage in, garbage out, when you feel like absolute garbage because of the crap you ate the night before, you'll put your Max Challenge stickers back on your car, your magnets, right? And then you'll continue with your day. Success is not by accident, folks. You need to do meal preps. And if you tell me you don't have time to do meal preps, I would gladly walk around with you for a day or two to see how you're wasting your time. My power talk this morning, one of the things I mentioned to people was we need to change the behavior of relaxing. Relaxing is different from resting. You need to rest. You need to sleep. You need to rest your mind and your body. But we get into a bad habit of relaxing. So much so that we relax so much that we don't do food prep. We don't do things that are important with us. Absolutely, Holly. You know what? I have this file here. I might even be able to upload this onto our secret page too so everybody can see it, Holly. That's a good question. Just to provide you with a list of the names of the sugars. So over-consuming of sugar has numerous negative effects on the body. I only have 1 minute and 45 seconds left. Some of the negative side effects that I would want you to look up are fatty liver disease, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, high cholesterol. You know, what these and other studies have strongly suggested to us basically is that most people are seriously damaging themselves with processed foods, which Max Nation, what do we tell you when you join, right? We're not going to use these processed foods. And you know what's really funny is there's a very popular diet organization out there that I see the TV commercials all the time. And I know somebody who did it. First of all, I didn't like the taste of this stuff. They're basically sending you processed foods to help you lose weight. So you're going to drop some body fat while you're poisoning yourself. Anyway, the hard truth is this. Okay. Whether it's a light sugar addiction, chronic sugar addiction, whatever it is, it's the same type of a problem as smoking or alcoholism, period. You got that? Write it down. Sugar addiction is the same as smoking and alcoholism. You need to treat it as such. It's just more socially acceptable to be addicted to sugar, isn't it, folks? Right? Right? You're not stumbling in drunk to work. You don't reek like an ashtray, right? It's just sugar. Bullcrap. It's just as addictive and it's just as much of an epidemic. And the hard truth is that we've only really just begun to see the side effects of this. There's going to be an avalanche one day coming up, an avalanche of information, because all of a sudden the generations that have been eating this garbage, they're really going to start getting affected. Folks, Facebook land, I'm going to sign off on the radio here. I'm going to sign off with you. I really appreciate you joining me today, okay? Huntington County, this has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. I appreciate you joining me today. Remember to take it to the max. Boom.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Turkey's chief prosecutor said journalist Jamal Khashoggi was strangled as soon as he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and his body was then cut into pieces in a premeditated plan. Defense Secretary James Mattis said, "We're working on getting to the bottom of this."
Turkey has so far provided evidence for every allegation that they have made about what happened, and so no one nation controls all the information. And I spoke to the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia 2 days ago in Manama, and he said there would be a full investigation.
President Trump continued his push to end birthright citizenship on Wednesday, saying the 14th Amendment does not guarantee citizenship of undocumented immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you.
Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
China is reversing a 25-year ban on the trade and use of rhino horn and tiger bones, which will hamper international conservation efforts. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The decision would permit the use of endangered species parts for medical and scientific use. The conservation group World Wildlife Fund said the policy would have adverse effects in protecting the animals, which was approved in 1993 amid an international drive to protect threatened wildlife. The decision comes at a time when wildlife parts continue to be trafficked in Chinese territory. The Hong Kong Standard reported last week that a rhino horn smuggler